Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Let's get it.
Peoples, how y'all doing today?
Are we back?
We back in the building.
We are back in the building.
Shift Real Talk. Man Talk tonight, y'all.
Shift Real Talk Tuesdays.
I invited my homies, my friends,
yes,
my boys, my partners. He came back to kind of deal with some stuff today, y'all.
Mm-hmm. What you deal with,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I brought my partners. They're going to introduce themselves again today,
right,
y'all, because they my boys, my homies.
All right, we're going to start over here on this end.
Are y'all starting over here?
Again.
Is this my voice right? Is this loud enough?
Yeah,
is this thing on?
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Because my name is Pastor Terrence Samuels. I'm married to my wife, Sharitha, of 6 years.
Yeah,
I'm a local real estate agent as well as management consultant, a preacher, and I'm a good friend.
No doubt.
He got 10 jobs.
I'm a Jamaican.
Oh, you're a Jamaican. Okay.
All right. Let's keep it moving.
I'll keep it moving.
Yes,
my name is Robert Frank Sr., a.k.a. Rev Rob. I've been married to my wife, Kizzy, for 23 years in March.
Ooh.
And it's been a long time, but God is good. Amen.
Come on now.
EKOC.
EKOC.
And the infamous.
And the infamous.
My pastor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, me.
Preacher.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing out there?
Yes.
I am Pastor BJ Noel Jr., Billy James Noel Jr.
Uh-huh.
I am the husband of Alicia Beatrice Noel,
of
11 years.
Yeah.
I am the father to Billy the Third, Braden, Bailey, and Brea.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a servant of the Most High God.
I had to, because she get excited when she get it, and she finna go right in. But you can't stop without prayer.
That's why we good together.
Yeah, all right.
That's like
okay.
It's like eat without blessing your food.
That's
right.
You don't thank God for
because we about to eat tonight.
That's right. We getting a sneak peek into the man cave. So I have a couple of questions.
Yes,
I want y'all to get loose. I want y'all to get relaxed. I want y'all to talk like y'all in the man cave.
All right.
Let us in, okay?
All right.
That's all I
There's only one thing.
We can't give you all the secrets.
Yeah.
I mean,
my wife was here.
I'm just making sure I'm monitoring.
He was helping me.
Come on. Ask these questions.
All right,
Let's go.
The question I have, the first question that I have for you fellas tonight is this. Let me put a mic over just a little bit. Okay,
so they can hear you good.
We in the man cave.
What
would the conversation sound like as it pertains to wifey? And some of the things that you wish you knew about her before
before
you got married.
Mine already know. I said, I prayed for you. And I said, God sent me you to me, or I found you.
Right.
And I told her, I said, one thing that I could have did without is your mouth.
Oh.
So she... I said, you gave me everything else, God.
Hold on, Reverend. You need your mouth, Reverend.
Listen.
You take it or you leave it.
Listen, this is what happens in the man cave.
Listen.
I need that mouth now.
Jesus.
Have mercy. Sometimes it can be for a good thing, but then sometimes it be for that other thing.
Balance it out. Come on,
Real. I'm sorry, Shift.
Y'all asked us to be in the man cave.
This is the man cave.
You know,
we was good last week. They brought us back.
That's right. That's what
we want.
Y'all done made me hot.
Yeah,
my chest about to come out his hoodie.
Yeah. Come on. So, wifey. What is it that you wish? I mean, y'all just have to conversation.
That,
well,
he looked at you.
Well, with me, I had to because I'm trying to think.
Yeah. No, with me, the only thing, well, because we actually kind of went through our troubles when we were dating.
Yeah.
Good. By the time we got married, we kind of worked it out. We were just at that point of just, we just tired of looking for other people and understanding when we got together. It just, first, when you know, I had to kind of deal with myself, and she had to deal with herself. So if anything I could have left behind was just the fact that I left God out of it the first time.
Wow. Come on, yeah. Witty. Yeah. Come on, Witty.
It was about me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about me connecting with God. So,
yes,
if I could do it, well, I did it different.
Yeah.
This time I included God, and when I did, it was just, it happened like, it just fell in place.
It's good.
And it helped that the seconds, because we had a 3-year stint that we were not speaking at all. But it helped that when we got back together, I was able to be me. I didn't. Mm. It was at this point. It was like, you know what?
I'm coming down with y'all.
You don't like me.
I feel tall.
You don't like me. You don't like me. But
right.
You know, so I was able to be me, and so there was not much in the relationship once we got married. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pastor BJ.
No.
I know you thought about something now.
Mm-hmm. I just wish
you gonna keep the mouth though, right?
Yes.
Close your ears.
I just wish,
hey, Tisha.
What was the question again? Let me.
All right. The question was.
Help me.
Okay. So what would the conversation sound like? I want y'all to have this conversation with each other. I don't want it to be just y'all answering questions.
Okay.
Have
this we compromise because some of y'all wives here.
It's
so
like, this one, I already know. He keeps it raw with me.
Raw.
You know, it's not much.
And the other thing now here's one thing I could have left that she could have. Like, because you had a topic about this before. Shopping, it is the hardest thing to shop with a woman because when they go in the store, they got to look at everything in the rack.
I think that's
universal.
I think that's universal. Yeah, that's universal.
Not just me.
It's so it's like with us, we say we going to go get some lunch meat. We're going right to the lunch meat aisle. Go to the express line, and we out of there.
Women got to go to the lunch meat aisle, to the bread aisle, to the cheese aisle,
to the eggs.
To the salad. To the milk aisle.
Yes.
It's like, come on, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. It's to prepare a meal for you.
Yeah, but we don't have to be all
cheap. If we together.
Come on now, Pastor. Yeah.
If we have said
we
are headed towards the store for something specific,
you're walking heavy, Doc.
I intend that when we arrive at the door, we get that one thing specifically. We're not here for that because I have already planned what I'm going to do once we leave the store.
That's right.
And
every additional minute,
you're walking heavy, Doc.
You're taking time away from something else.
Time away, yes, Doc.
I intended to do.
And especially because they desire us to go with them.
Right.
It's like, okay, now we're going to go together. Let's work together.
Yeah.
At least this one time I'm going with you.
Right.
Get this one thing and let's get out.
One day I might surprise you.
Ooh. Surprise.
Nope. I'm still waiting for that day.
Okay.
Okay,
that's all right.
But it's okay.
Sonya Easton is on the line. When we get to the point,
patience is a virtue.
Hey, Sonya, God bless you, woman of God.
When we are working together in harmony,
patience is a virtue, and we're learning that because he's doing a lot better in traffic. So.
Yeah, I wish I had more patience early on in my marriage.
Yeah,
but I'm getting in these days, I believe. But early on, I was impatient and like an old stubborn mule.
Oh, unmovable. Mm.
Yes. And my wife was too, so we butted heads. So if we'd have put all of that aside, 10 years later, we would have been maybe. And then we had kids soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we like to.
Yes. Engage in glory.
Yes.
Worship.
Prayer closet.
So we had I think she got pregnant with our first son when we were 6 months in.
That's soon.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think we had the baby a little later, but most of our days she was pregnant.
Four kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That can significantly impact how you grow together.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
you grow with kids instead of. I'm sorry.
No, keep it going.
This is the talk.
I mean, and I think You know, since we in the man cave, right?
We in the man cave.
Because I believe the kids helped me because I was so immature. But when you have a kid, when you have that son or that first child, you automatically become a man.
Yeah. Wow.
Not a male, but a man.
Man.
Wow. Yeah.
I had to man up because it was no longer just about me, but it was about something that the Lord blessed me with. I had to man up in a different way.
Yeah, that's good.
My daddy would always say, "Grow up, booger. You got to grow up." I'm like, "I'm booger. A man. I'm already grown."
Yeah.
But you don't realize it until, okay, it's real now. I started crying when I said, "Oh, this is another life."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good, bro.
I think you that does hit different when you're married and then you have a child, because I think when Junior was born, in my mind, I went to, now I got to be a provider.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just taking care of myself or being selfish. Now when I get a little change, it got to go towards diapers. It got to go towards formula. It's got to, my time has to be spent with him, because I started looking at it and I was like, wow, this is a carbon copy of me.
Yeah.
So I have to.
Literally.
Yeah. She just had him. That's it. But I took that and said, you know what? I don't want her to want for nothing. I don't want him to want for nothing. And then when we had Claudia, it was like, I don't want them to want for anything. So I went out every day, working hard, making sure that everything was taken care of. And but when you, it's like you grow up really fast. Now, they in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was empty nesters for about a couple of months, and it was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But then they came back home.
You know, but sometimes they come back.
Yeah, but when we get empty nesters again,
the door locks.
The door locks, and the glory fills the room.
Uh-huh.
And God will be in the midst. Uh-huh. I feel it in my shana now.
So let me ask y'all this question: What happens now? Both of y'all were fortunate enough to have kids inside of your marriage.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank God.
What happens if there's a child that's outside of the marriage? Is it the same treatment? Because I've seen some marriages.
Mm-hmm.
The outside kid, he gets a different type of treatment.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't get the special attention that if it was the kid, if it was really your biological kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, that causes a problem because a father is a father, whether you're biological, mm-hmm. whether you're blood, mm-hmm. whether it's that figure that's needed in that kid's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most
yeah.
guys don't know how to separate that. You know what I'm saying? They won't give that father love to a kid that's biologically not his.
You've been listening to Life Jennings, huh? That's the song he put out there.
Wow.
I don't really think I can speak on it because I don't know. I've been fortunate, been blessed that we ain't got no baby mama drama, and all my kids are with one woman.
Hey.
Who I decided to marry first. Thank God
the marriage came first.
No. I ain't gonna lie and say the marriage came first before the intimacy.
Right.
I'm just gonna say the Lord kept us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the baby so happened to come after we got married. Right, Lord, you were good. Thank you for your keeping power.
Yeah.
That's something. Wow. But what would be some fears? Because since we're talking about men, I want us to face this like a man. Face your fears. Like, what would be some fears that you think you would encounter as becoming a father?
Yeah.
Or the father that's coming into a already, what they say, daddy and
already made family.
What?
Yeah. My only problem would probably be, even if I was to be an outside father where my baby mama got with somebody else, I wouldn't want nobody else raising my kids. Or if I was raising someone else's kids, this dude can't all of a sudden come pop up and say, "Hey, you know what? That's my child." No, I'm feeding him. I've been there. Yeah. I've been nourishing him and protecting him. Wherever you been? So you were just someone who produced the baby. I am. It's different because I believe some dads, some fathers, or however you say it, some of us make the choice to be in that child.
Yeah.
It's a choice. Everything is a choice. You have a choice to be a man. You have a choice to grow up. You have a choice to be a father. So I believe you should. I don't understand how a dude can neglect the responsibility of a gift. Children are a gift from God.
Yeah.
So I don't. I
come
don't,
on, Pastor. Come
I,
on.
I don't get how it's people true. Can neglect that responsibility. And people, I see it done so easily.
So many times.
So easily. Like, That's your child.
Yeah.
There are people right now that wish they can have children, and there are people. We saw on the news just the other day a lady threw a baby in a dumpster. I was like, how can you do that to her?
The mother.
Yeah. It was right on camera, and she flung the baby like it was trash.
Wow.
But you know what, too? And two, here's another one. A lot of times, sometimes a man, now this was a situation that I dealt with personally. Now, sometimes a man don't, it's not that he don't want to take care of his responsibility. He don't want to deal with what comes with that responsibility. Because most women are.
Not most.
Some women, okay, we won't say most, but some women are quite a hell few to pay. Yeah. Are hell to pay. So dealing with the kid means dealing with this hell to pay.
And they let you know that.
And they let you know
they
that.
They let you know that.
But see, a lot of times, because we don't really kind of do our homework.
Yeah.
And we go intimacy first and don't go to the dating and understanding, getting the information.
She crazy.
Then, yeah, we don't understand. And we won't even say crazy because a lot of times it appears that way when people are really hurting and they got and they dealing with issues. So the children becomes the very thing that they protect.
Yeah.
So just because the relationship didn't work out don't mean that this man might not be a good father.
Yeah.
So a lot of times...
They put that in the same box.
They put that in the same box. If he wasn't a good boyfriend, if he wasn't a good husband, he ain't going to do what he did to me, to my kid. And we don't know that.
And so there
that,
are.
But that, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's just that when you said about the women being crazy, but some men are attracted to crazy.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you. Because and the reason why I say it's attraction is because we in the man cave, right?
Yeah, we're in the man cave.
This is the man cave.
This is the word of the Lord. This is what I heard.
What you hear, Reverend?
This is what I heard.
What did you hear, Reverend Rob?
I'm just being said. This is what I heard.
Tell us what you heard.
Sometimes men are attracted to crazy women because crazy does something, make your toes curl in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And something happened. You want me? I'm being honest. You said it's a man
cave.
You're
doing good.
They say the crazy ones have the best.
Had the best one. So they're like, she's crazy, but I want to, you know, I don't like what I'm dealing with, but I'm going to still fool with her because she do something to me that nobody else done.
Right.
And that's kind of some of the issues. And then when you have a child by a crazy one.
There it is.
Then you wondering why you're going through all the hell and high water. But you knew she was crazy from the get-go.
Yeah.
But you chose to stay with it. Then when you got in a situation that you're in, now you're like, well, I'm in this crazy situation. Well, you was messing with a crazy woman. Now, that goes both ways.
Because the sex was good.
The sex was good, even with men.
That's why we should never be sexually driven.
But that's
we're in the African-American community.
Come on with your stats.
There you go.
And if anyone will do research, you'll realize how the African-American community is a hypersexualized community.
Wow. Okay.
We're talking, let's go back centuries of when our community was bred in slavery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's something that's been generation upon generation upon generation. You know, some of our grandparents had 8 kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
13. And in the house.
Yeah.
And they might have had 1 or 2 somewhere else. You know,
mm-hmm. Right. But have you think seen about, African women?
I mean, you know,
I'm just being honest.
Think about how in the music that our community created, hip hop, was hypersexualized.
It is.
Think about how the images that are put in our face of us and then our children, and then the children before us. So when you have these generations of hypersexualized and it's put out there like that, and then our sons and our daughters are not being guided in what they see on their phones and technology.
Mm.
You know? Mm. It produces a craving. It's already in your blood.
Yeah.
And then we're not talking about it.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm headed somewhere. I'm about to get to my clothes right here.
Come on, man.
You closing.
So
you
then we don't talk about it. We leave it up to the media. We leave it up to some, I almost said a cuss word, some piss poor sex education classes in school.
Yeah.
That's not really answering their questions.
Yeah.
And then we let somebody else tell them, then get upset when our children get pregnant because they're hypersexual. And so I'm landing here when we think about the community, we think about how our boys, we talk a lot about our girls being chased, but we don't talk about our boys being chased.
My God, come on with it.
We celebrate our, oh, son, you got it. You hit it, son?
Yeah.
Son, let me show you how to do it. But we tell our girl, we beat the brakes off our girls being out there being sexually active.
They fast.
That's
right.
But the boys is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Especially if you're a Christian.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
None of your kids should be having sex
at all
before marriage.
Yeah.
I think with this, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. But
you can't. This your show.
Well, this is. Well, you know how we don't because this is such a loving community.
Yeah.
Our protection for our boys is so that they don't turn into this loving person.
Right.
So it's like if they hit the girl, yes. At least he ain't hitting somebody else.
Right.
So, but that's what society has.
Oh, it's wow. Play with us.
Yeah. The thing is, a lot of times what we don't realize is a lot of kids chase what's been missing in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
so what
wow.
they do is they chase the void. Mm-hmm. So if the dad wasn't there,
yep.
they look for that male figure or that male love.
Yep.
If the mom wasn't there, you know, vice versa.
Well, let me come back with that. I'm going to tag your line. You're right. But the funny thing is that for the most part, who's missing is the father.
Yeah.
So the son does it to come into self concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To find something that's celebrated.
Yeah.
So his wow. friends celebrate when he has sex.
Yeah.
The girl does it looking for male partnership, male comfort, because daddy's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then she's more. We're all more promiscuous because we're just trying to find daddy somewhere in all of our activity.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And so I'm just saying to say to our original question is. We have just got to talk about it, and we've got to be a champion of what we want in our community. We got to be able to be available. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you good. You keep talking. It just I'll tag me. I'm ready.
Tag.
Okay. Cool. You know, I also blame it on everything's being too accessible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because honestly, society has gotten to where innocence is gone.
Yeah.
And I've grown up in the era where. You come home from school, uh-huh. and first of all, when you wake up, you get your bowl of cereal, you watch your cartoons, and then you walk to school, then you walk home at 3:00, there's still cartoons on, so you watch the cartoons, so you get through with your homework, then you mm-hmm. go to bed. Saturday morning, same thing. We get up for Saturday morning before 12, because daddy gonna watch his Kung Fu pictures at 12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I had to make sure I get in front of TV so I can watch my Thundercats, my Silverhawks, and Underdog, and all that other stuff. And it's like innocence is gone. So now when you look at it, even back then, when you look at sitcoms, mm-hmm. The husband really wasn't in the bed with the wife.
Wow.
You didn't even see him kiss. You probably seen him hug mm-hmm. or something. But then.
They didn't cuss either.
They didn't cuss. Yeah. The beds were separate. There was two beds. Right. Always two beds.
Yep.
So then all of a sudden, it started getting to where the beds are closer. Now they're in the bed, but they're not doing anything. But they're reading a book or whatever. Like the husband over there hit the lamp. They're reading the book. Kiss or whatever, then they go on about their business. But then now you fast forward to now,
right.
innocence is totally gone.
Yeah.
So now you can look at 4:00 in the morning, 4:00 at in the evening, right. when you're supposed to be doing your homework, you see some kind of sexual activity going on either between a man and a woman or a man and a man, a woman and a woman, and this is at 4:00.
Yeah.
So you're like, all that, back then it was like you had to watch it on, it was like HBO, yeah. Showtime. It was like soft. But now it's like they let everything fly. So,
right. Yeah. My thing is, to what you're saying, I'm okay. I'm all right with seeing a husband and a wife in the bed.
Yeah.
Because our problem is we're not educating what's right.
Yeah.
But as society said, but they show us more of people who are just dating. Now, this is coming from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
They show us more people who are dating having sex. Yeah,
right. And let's move in.
They show us more people who are dating moving in together without a commitment. They show us more people who are having flings. We got movies of people just having flings, celebrating free sexuality.
Yeah.
And for a hypersexualized culture, that's not good for us because it makes it okay.
I totally agree with you. We do not teach what's right.
Yeah.
Mm. We make an emphasis on everything that's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I really believe that's an influence as well.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a trick because again, we get attracted by what we see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that gets into our mental is the first thing we see.
Yeah.
So we consistently see this, then that's what we, okay, maybe I should try that. If they did it, it's okay.
Yeah.
If ain't nothing happening to them, it's okay. But we don't realize that ain't nothing under the sun that you're going to get away with because God sees all. He knows all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we're doing what's right.
Yeah.
That's why this was a subject that we wanted to talk about last week.
Hold on, baby.
No.
Did we finish this?
No. This has everything to do with what we're talking about right now.
I just want to make sure. I kind of took us to the left.
No. You're right. But the thing was, that's why I believe that it is important for the father figure, the male figure, to be in, it's not just the son, it's the daughters as well.
Yeah.
It is so important for that balance to be in a kid's life.
Yeah.
I don't care, moms, dad, I don't care what y'all going through as a couple.
Yep. Yeah.
You have to be able to do what's right for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if y'all don't stay together, y'all got to be able and mature enough to be able to be together for the kid's sake.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
That don't mean the relationship, but that means have the relationship so that you can teach your kid.
Yeah.
Because that's the first relationship that they learn from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Their parents.
Yeah, they do.
And if they see your dysfunction, that's what they learn.
Yeah.
And if y'all, if y'all don't work out, tell them why.
Yeah. Do you think that's good to tell them why?
Yes. We are afraid to communicate. We're afraid. Yeah. We think if I tell my kids that I was, you know, dads may not, if your child 8 years old, you may not tell them if you cheated on your wife. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why y'all not together. You may say daddy did something he should not have done.
Okay.
But we got to own it and we got to talk about it so we can teach our children what type of behaviors to look for so they don't marry a potential cheater in their future because that's what they end up doing.
Because
we're not talking about it. So we setting them up for the same situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm talking about it.
Yeah. Come on.
Air out all your dirty laundry and give our next generation a better opportunity.
Yeah.
I believe you should tell it before she tell it anyway.
Exactly.
She's going to tell it when they get older, and then they're going to despise you and hate you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to wonder why you and your child don't have that relationship.
Yep.
And they grown, and they're like, man, my daddy cheated on my mama. Wait till I get grown, I'm gonna whoop that.
Right.
Yeah, especially if the mama crazy.
Yeah, because the mama gonna pollute him. Because she's hurt.
Right.
Yeah. And she's gonna pollute the child because she's hurt and bitter, and she's gonna tell the child whatever the child needs to know to break away from you because she don't want you.
Because she don't want you because she mad at you.
Yeah.
Which is another wrong.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's wrong. Because now, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go here.
Come on, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm preaching tonight.
Set
I'm sorry.
Yourself free.
Talk. I don't care what he did to you, because most of the time, these types of incidences negatively impact the family because the person with all the power is the woman.
Mm.
And the state supports you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right? The state supports that if the family breaks up, the woman is the one who wins. She gets the kids and the child support. Y'all go look at it. Go look at your statistics.
Very rare
statistic.
When a man gets it. Yeah.
It's rare that the man wins. And I personally have a big problem. If you're going to get the kids and the child support, don't fight me to see them.
Wow. Come on.
I hear brothers all the time. It's like, man, I'm getting killed on child support, taking half my all my money, and this by state I'm supposed to be able to see my kids.
Can I interject on that?
You can
because I dealt with that, and one thing men don't do. Let me tell you what men do is they don't fight.
We don't fight.
No.
And the thing is, I've seen some men who fought and won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, once we see the paperwork, because I've done it, I got scared. Oh God, I'm gonna have to pay child support.
Yeah.
Not realizing that the state is full of guys who really want to be there and want to fight.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we don't take our rights as a father.
Yeah.
We walk away from the situation and just give up.
Yeah.
But you know, let me piggyback on that what you just said, because some fathers I've seen, they are caught at a crossroad because they don't want to put the police in the business of what's going on with their child, because they don't want the child to get a picture painted that my daddy sent my mama to jail because he came over here.
Yeah.
So it's like you had a toss up, like, should I call the police so I can get the rights that I need to have?
Yep.
Or do I just let it be and just, because I don't want my child saying that, oh, my daddy put my mama in jail because she's not doing what she's supposed to do on her end.
Yep.
So some guys really think about that, because they like, and some women don't even think about it, but they like, the reason why you're getting away with what you're getting away with is because I'm choosing really the high road, even though it's going to hurt me in the end, because I don't want my child growing up without his mama.
Yep. Yeah.
So, and that's what some of them deal with.
I got an ugly question.
Mm.
Who said mama was better at raising kids?
Yeah.
The societies that said that.
Where we come up with that?
Yeah.
Because who said it?
Society. Society says it all the time. Because that's the first thing they say. The mother's able to
nurture.
I don't believe that.
Nurture.
No. Yeah. Go ahead.
Too, on what you were saying, like, what I had to do with my son was little growing up, but me and his mom were having issues.
Mm-hmm.
What I tried to do was keep him away from those issues until he was ready to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I really allowed him to enjoy his childhood first.
Yeah.
And then because as a kid, they don't understand mommy and dad having problems. All they know is I want to go to the park and play ball, or dad, can I go hang out with my friends? As a kid, they think like kids, and you don't want to, you know, you want to raise, I mean, that's kind of what I did, so I ain't saying it's right or wrong, but I feel we should tell them, but it should be the right time when they're mature enough to now really start using that as a life training moment.
Yeah.
Say, okay, look, when you get a girlfriend, look, this is what I went through.
Right.
So just make sure you know how to choose. So I'm kind of glad my son seen what he saw.
Yeah.
Because now it helps him be able to choose women for himself. Like, okay, that don't look right. He's able to identify with it. So
I still want to know who said women was better. Raising children.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, look it up.
Put on some statistics.
Do your research. Now, I ain't giving nothing free tonight.
Now, research, we missing comments now.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, we interact with our...
Texas Jones said, you have to call the police and have a report filed to prove in court.
Okay.
See the thing, court to me, first of all, as believers, we're not even supposed to be in court.
We should be able to handle stuff out.
We should be able to handle, but I know sometimes we have to do that.
Yeah.
We have to go to court.
We should be able to have a civilized.
But we should be able to. We should be able to have.
Keyword, should.
But because you chose that crazy girl with the good snatch with the crazy hair.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
The good snatch.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
The bed was good, but the head was messed up.
The head was wild,
Wait.
Wait, that could go.
I'm talking.
Ooh, that can go stop.
Ooh. I'm talking about the mental.
Between the ears.
That's back to what we started. You know?
Yeah.
Tisha, y'all had two after y'all got married, or y'all had two? That was y'all two kids?
They had two first and then two after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We did.
Oh, wow.
Tisha, she said, we don't want our kids to go through what we went through by my husband having kids out of wedlock. Oh.
Yeah, we should teach them.
Well, you do teach them that, like, look, I had this baby mama, and that is wrong.
A lot of people say they wish they would have waited after they were married to have sex. I said, my wife says we wish we would have waited till after we were married.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
I wish.
Because there's a lot of baggage we brought in, and then when we have those hard conversations, when we used to have those hard conversations about partners and all of that stuff, you don't want your kids to have to go through that. Wait, just wait.
Right.
Wait.
Because
we're teaching. I was in a pastor's group, and all of these was pastors, preachers. Some prominent pastors in this city of Houston were saying that you should test drive the car before you buy it. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You preaching and teaching to mass ministries on Sunday, and you telling these young preachers that they should test drive a car before they buy it, saying that you should have sex with the girl just to know if she's the one.
Wow.
They're not saying, you know what, talk to God and make sure he says that she's the right one.
Right.
Yeah. Because then, now we want to compare.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what?
Old girl in 92 used to do this.
Right.
Yeah, but you My wife can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you don't have nothing to compare to, then this is the best you ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
Because that's what goes along
with what you said, Pastor Terrence, how society...
Yeah,
society paints relationship and sex and puts that together.
And makes it like they teach society. We let society tell us that sex is most important.
Yep.
When sex can be taught and discovered.
Yeah.
That's what, but we don't want to talk about it because we want it because we get so horned up.
We want,
girl, I just love you so much. I just want to touch you.
Yeah.
No, stop rubbing on my thigh.
Well, it can be discovered. Body is not the one that raised that baby. So why y'all getting with these women for their bodies? We have a comment. the comment says,
"And they snowball."
I want to know how y'all feel about the snowball, but we're gonna go to that's another show.
That's another show.
Okay, so the comment is,
snowball
"What about
women.
The women wanting the ex to pick up the kids when it's their time to spend with the children? Then they do not pick them up and leave the kids hanging several times." Consecutively.
Yeah, that's not
right. What
about
that? No. It's not right, but as the mother, you got to handle that still with care.
Because
guess what? We walk in God's image, and we still got to deal in love. You still have to teach love, even when wrong is happening. We still got to deal with it in love.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what women make the mistake is they get upset behind that.
Yeah,
they do.
And when they get upset, they respond, and then now you put the kids involved with this man not showing up. So instead of Just teaching the
robbing
kids.
Robbing them of their innocence.
Yeah, you don't rob the kids of understanding that that this could happen. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not saying it is right and we're not saying it is wrong.
Yeah.
But I believe the way we handle that could go a long way teaching the kids how to deal with letdown and disappointment.
And I just want to say to that specifically, I'm not the resident. I just got a lot to say today. Sorry, bro.
Come on, man. We got more questions.
You'll never go wrong. I mean, you'll never win down-talking your children's father.
Never.
Or mother.
Yeah.
Because a piece of that person is in your children.
That's right. Yeah.
And you tell them it's a piece of you I don't like.
Then they're going to be looking at you.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And then they're going to look at you in a certain way, like, hold on, you was with them.
You put your kids in conflict.
Yeah.
And you can't be upset. Yes, it hurts you for them to be disappointed by that person, but you never let them see that. And
right.
You never put your mouth on that.
Yeah.
Because you don't ever want that enmity to be put in them. Because that parent may turn around at some point.
Yeah.
They may get their stuff together.
Yeah.
And you've put that conflict in that child.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that child will never be attached to somebody they look like, sound like, talk like, mm-hmm. walk like, think
right.
like, make decisions like.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not good to be away from people you look like.
My son, he looks exactly like me. So mm-hmm. if he did something that reminded his mother of me, she took it out on him.
Because
mm-hmm. he looked like me.
Yeah.
He looked like me. So you a lying. You this and you that and that. Yeah, I was those things in my younger days. I was young. I was immature.
Yeah.
I was very immature.
Yeah.
I was chasing the tail. At that point,
chasing
a
musician. Yeah.
I'm a well-known musician in New York. I'm playing for everybody.
Right.
So, yeah, I was running the streets. So,
doing
at that point,
thing.
I was young. I was doing my thing. I wasn't ready for the responsibility. But at the end of the day, like you said, that didn't mean I was going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Because every day we grow.
Yep.
We grow. Right. And we grow through
that
experience.
So
yes,
true.
We do.
Because a lot of us, and that's one thing I say all the time, a lot of us, we're going to learn two ways. Through instruction. And if we don't listen to instruction, we're going to go through the experience.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Experience is not the best teacher.
And experience, instruction is the best teacher, but God has to use the experience because we don't listen to instruction.
Right.
That's good.
All right, I have another
y'all going
to
hear that again.
I'm done talking. Y'all need to talk some more. I'm done.
What comes to mind when you hear this phrase, daddy issues?
Oh, wow.
Insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got you, sis.
A void that's there. Kind of an absent presence of a male to not really know what love is from a man. Because I've seen it where a young lady would have quote unquote daddy issues, and because their daddy's not there for a man to say, "Hey, good morning, how you doing?" First thing you think that they're trying to get in your pants,
you want me.
and they really don't. They just like, "Hey, I'm just speaking. How you doing?" And how to know your self-worth when it comes to dealing with the male. So you know, like, okay, look, I'm not selling it for this. I'm not selling it for that. But most time, because you don't have that man in your life, you tend to just take anything that comes your way,
wow.
And that's kind of like I've seen it done because even. I'm not putting no names out there, but
please don't. Say
I have to remember, but it's a young lady whose father's not there, but she looks as me as her dad, and me and my wife have been around, so now we even tell her that her son is our grandson, but she always said that, you know, because of me and my wife, that it taught her what not to accept, because all these years she didn't have her dad. And then now that she's looking, so she has a man in her life to say, look, I don't want nothing from you. I just want you to do better by this. I want you to do better by that. And I know you made mistakes, but even in your mistakes, we're going to help you get past those mistakes. And we're going to help you grow. What do you want to be in this life? What do you want to grow up to be? Well, I want to be a paramedic. I want to do this, that, and other. Okay, let me know how we need to do it and to help you get there.
Yeah.
So now her whole perspective has totally changed. From where it was at first, because at first she just settled for anything. But now it's like, no, I'm not going to deal with that anymore because I have somebody that shows me what love is, so I'm not going to deal with it.
I believe a daddy issue is a mommy issue.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And let me explain what I mean when I say that. An issue, first of all, kids don't have issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really don't have issues.
Yeah.
If there's an issue, it's because it was been planted inside.
It was learned.
Yeah.
It was learned.
It was learned or it was given to them.
Yeah.
So So, and what we don't do is we don't allow them to see that relationship for themselves.
Yeah.
You try to control the relationship. So a daddy issue is a relationship that's controlled.
Yeah.
It's controlled. Wow. So, yeah. So if somebody come in with those are anger, it causes anger. It causes,
ooh, yes, it does.
It causes resentment. Yeah. So what? This is what we're putting in our kids when we bring our issues to them.
Yeah.
Because like I said before, kids don't really have issues. They are kids.
Yep.
They're need innocent. To enjoy their child. They didn't. First of all, they didn't ask to be here.
Yeah. Right. they didn't ask to be here.
Can I? I'm gonna come.
You brung me here.
You brung me. You know what I'm saying? We laid down and we. I told, God knows I got my wife know about, but I told my son's mother. I said, I wish you would have fought me before when we were having sex. Don't fight me now when the kids is here.
Yeah.
Don't fight me now.
Wow.
You should have fought me before all of this. But I had to take grain with the salt.
Yeah.
And just understand, still be that consistency. Because it was something I said I would never do to my kids what I felt was done to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So because of that, I had to be consistent. No book is given on daddy issues. No book is given on daddies. There is no book to learn how to be a father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. But God just gives us the consistency of being what he called us to be. So that's the only thing that we can stand on as men.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus. I told you I wasn't going to say that.
You over there burning up.
Go ahead.
Let it out.
Go ahead, preacher.
Come on, man. Here's the deal, y'all.
Feel your help coming on. Come on.
You know, we talk about daddy issues. You can't talk about daddy issues until you talk about males or the lack of masculinity.
Mm. Speak up just a little. We gotta
you can't talk about daddy's issues until we have to backtrack and talk about the lack of masculinity. Our society continues to push femininity.
Yes, it does.
And supports the blurring of the line between what it means to be a male. And, you know, we go from maleness to metro. We go from maleness or head, masculine to metrosexual.
Yeah.
That's like adding femininity to the male.
Yeah.
And so it's not celebrated. Masculinity is not celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had a witness in this Presbyterian church, in this room and online. We have got to bring
back. It's called
back,
love.
You know,
they call it love.
Or sensitivity. I'm not saying sensitivity as in being, I'm not saying we're not sensitive. What I am saying is the society wants us to be more nurturing. It's not my assignment.
Yeah, it's not my assignment.
My assignment is to raise. My assignment is to train.
That's right.
You go to your mama for nurturing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you're in my camp, you get trained.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Especially whether you're my daughter or my son.
Yeah.
You over here is training. That's over there is nurturing.
Exactly.
There's breasts over there.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you want to be nurtured.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think there's just a lack of, we got to realize we're two parts of one puzzle. And so, you know, that's all I want to say.
Well, that goes with the logical and the emotional. Mm-hmm. Because men, we think, honestly, we think more of 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's logic to us. But for a female, 2 + 2, it equals 4, but it can also equal 8. So it's like more detail into it. So it's like, even when it comes to our children, we say, boy, shut up and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Shut up. That don't make no sense. Don't do that. But mama be like, come on, baby. Mama got you. Just come on over here.
Don't talk to him like that.
But then,
I'm too rough on my baby.
Yeah. So it's like you talking to him the way you're talking to him. But
that's enough.
That's it. But then also, what we're training them, like you said, what we're doing is like now you're able to handle a pressure environment when something comes up. So, like, if you're at the job and they're talking to you crazy, you know how to handle it because daddy was telling me, shut up, you know, this, that, and other. So I was trained for this.
Yeah.
Say that again. Yeah. Come on now, because my wife think I be too hard on my nephews.
He does.
She say, I be like, get in that room
and
be quiet.
It pays off.
You're too hard.
It pays off in the end because then when something comes up later on in life, that when mama's not around, Annie's not around, and no females around, now I got to handle this by myself. I'm tough enough to where I can handle it. So, even like, okay, I'm at work. My dad trained me. Another guy, he's 6'5". He's talking to me crazy. I said, hold up, partner. You ain't going to talk to me like that.
Right.
Now, what you going to do, you going to handle this. And now I'm how tall I am. You know, a little bit, ain't got no weight on me or whatever, but I talk a big game. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I said, look here. I'm safe, not soft. Don't get the two mixed up. So I said.
So I said, not soft.
I told him, I said, look, you can handle this professionally. Or we can handle this personally. Yeah. Now, if it's professionally, we can come to a agreement to see how we can handle it. But if it's personal, let's go outside this gate.
Oh, and so
he was like, are you threatening me? I said, however you move, it's how I'm going to move.
Right.
You're supposed to be a preacher.
I am.
I am.
Who said? Where was it that preachers couldn't fight? Yeah. Where to find it? Peter cut ears off.
Yeah, I'm more Peter than Jesus.
But see, that's the thing. That's what, as men, that's what we put into our sons.
Yeah.
When we are training them.
Yeah.
Because again, we went through the experience.
Yeah.
So what we're putting into them is the experience.
Yeah.
So that they won't have to go through it. You know, because the thing, I wish I had somebody telling me, look, don't walk down this road, because if you walk down this road, there's some bricks up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, oh, baby, that nurture and that, look, don't go down that road.
Yeah.
There's a different level of authority that you're learning to subject yourself to or to submit to.
Yeah.
And because I learned this lesson hard.
Yeah.
If you don't learn to submit to authority in your house, you're going to be forced to submit to some kind of authority.
You are. Yes. You are. Yeah, you are.
You know, mama's going to nurture you for your now, but daddy's going to train you for your future.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most of the lessons, in my opinion, most of the lessons aren't learned until they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That's what he
meant. That's what he was trying to say.
That's what he was trying to do.
But I get it now.
We got a caller, y'all. Hold on.
Caller on line one.
Who's calling?
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Rev Ralph Saved Not Soft Shirts will be available.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? Who's this?
This is Lasagna Easterling.
We were waiting for you to call, Lasagna Easterling. How you doing?
Wait on your call.
That nurturing stuff.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not one of them mamas. I'm serious. I'm not. I'm the mama that be out there, hey, boy, we don't come watch this car. That's me. You know? I'm like, hey, you got to man up. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. See, listen, let me, I had a mother just like, I mean, not a mother, but I got a baby mama that's just like you. And she felt teaching my son to be tough was the way he was going to learn how to be a man. But see, as a man, that's why we understand that balance is necessary. As a man, it was my job to teach him the responsibility. Women, and I'm not saying what you did is wrong, but it's just different when it's coming from that male figure.
Yeah.
Because I was teaching him how to be responsible. If he learned the responsibility, he's going to be tough. Because, you know, it's tough being responsible.
Yeah, it is. Right, it is.
But that's the training that comes from the man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you go watch the car coming from a woman. It's good now. Because those are something, I mean, that's what you guys probably think that, you know, that is going to really help him, train him to be what it is. Not saying that he's trained. But I just feel like that balance is so important.
Yeah, we need both.
Yeah.
You need both.
We ain't saying that women who raise their children alone do a horrible job. What you're saying, we're just proclaiming that God's original intent and plan for us was to have mom and father. And everyone's better when mom and father, when mother and father are working together, whether they're in the house or outside of the house.
Right.
So a lot of women can assume that when we just share that the importance of having male presence, that we're saying your job was horrible, or the child will not turn out great. They can turn out great, but the idea is just God intended for both parts to be in, you know, involved in the raising of that child.
Have you guys ever heard that when a woman tries to be the masculine force for their sons, they emasculate them?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it happen a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My son used to punch my son in the chest, and I was like, "Why are you doing that? Don't do that."
Did it help him?
No, it didn't help him.
That because you know I don't think that's right to just hit somebody. You know, you're teaching them more than trying to be tough or whatever. But and I get that you're right about the having you know a male and a female in the house. That's divine intervention to me. Yeah. But, well, in my situation, I didn't have one. I had one, but he left, wanted to be somewhere else, so I couldn't fight that. And so I couldn't sit there and not, I mean, ignore my son because right. he needed direction that his father wasn't willing to give. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, so that's where I was coming from. But see, I taught my girls and my sons. And, you know, I can't see my sons. Me and my daughters go to the beauty shop. Okay, they got to go to the barbershop. I'm going to take them to the barbershop.
Yeah.
And let them interact with guys and stuff like that. And then I find them, you know, like, they're beginning to learn how to shave. I asked my uncle, he's a trusted male, you know. I'm like, what do I tell them? And so he tell me, and then sometimes he would pick them up and he would interact, give them that male bonding that they would need, something
that's
like
good.
That.
That's good.
But
that's good.
I was just a lack of the male role model on a 24/7 basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what happens is, well, a lot of times what happens, Sonya, is that we try to take the place of God. One thing God is going to do is he's going to take care of his children. Yes. If the father is not there, I promise you, God is going to send somebody to be a father figure.
Yes.
He's going to send them. And sometimes what we do is we'll tell God, and we don't even know that we're doing this, but we'll tell God, oh, God, I got this. Because this is what my son needs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know and we don't really you, get God. The direction from God.
Yeah.
God, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Or God, because he's the father to the fatherless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a mother to the motherless. He's a strength in the time of the storm.
Come on,
God
man.
God is
talk.
Everything that we
talk.
Need. So the thing is, we got to allow God. You know, we got to allow God. And like I said, I'm not saying you know, you're wrong at what you're doing. But, I mean, I was one that had to deal with this. So it was like, We took the place of God. God, we got this. Hold on, let me try this. Let me, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I believe a lot of women and men. Some of them made those mistakes in their relationships when the significant other passed away or left. They tried to find somebody. I need to find a good woman so she can help me with these kids. Or I need to marry a good man so they can and. I don't think that's the way God intended it.
No.
Right. If the Lord wanted you to have that, he'd have placed that in your life. So evidently, he was asking of you to lean on him.
Yeah.
To help you with these kids. I believe we put everything in the place of God.
Yeah. It's good.
Even in our marriages, in our relationships, we want to fill that void when God is sitting there waiting. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm everything you need.
Everything you need. He's sitting there waiting like, look, I'm here to heal every even broken places in me. But he is what we need and everything, right.
That's good.
All right, y'all. We have about six.
Thank you, Miss.
Thank you, Lasagna.
Did
we answer your question, Lasagna, or do you need to say anything else? Or we good? Or we
can talk. I just had to
chime
in.
Gotcha. Hey, we love you. We love you, Lasagna.
Wonderful mother. You're a wonderful mother.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
She
good job.
Is.
Yeah.
Good job. Now I do now before you move on, I do now don't get me wrong, y'all, cause we're not women bashing.
At all.
One
at
thing
all.
I do, I thank God for those women who had to step up and do a job because the dad wasn't there. So I thank God for you guys.
Yes.
Well, at the end of the day,
in my situation, my mom was there. You know, my dad was pastor and he was working at the post office and he was cutting yards. So he would come home at night when we were asleep, so my mom had to do everything. So he didn't come along until maybe when my sister got pregnant at an early age. Then he said, uh-oh.
Let me slow down.
I got to be at home. My kids need me. I know. Because he was taught to provide, and providing was what we needed. But I wish at some point he would have went back to cutting yards in the post office because he was at home too much. I couldn't skip school like I wanted to.
That's right,
that's
Marcus.
Funny.
My daddy stopped whooping and started talking. I was like, no, the whooping lasts about 10 minutes.
The talking
lasts 2-3 hours because he loved to talk.
Like we got to have, Marcus said, I believe in teaching them to be a man, but not from a physical perspective. That's toughness is not built from being physical.
Yeah, that's what we think, though.
Well,
why do we think that?
I don't know. I think a strong man is one of them silent men. So I believe my dad, we did something we had no business. He would whoop us.
Yeah.
But the worst whooping was the one when he decided he didn't want to talk to you right then.
Yeah, like what are you going to do?
What's up? And he might not do anything, but the idea of the fact that my dad is disappointed and he's upset, I made him this way. Now what I'm going to do to change it? So now he's like, you on punishment, you're not going to do this. And his tone was like, it wasn't like, you shouldn't have did. No, it's like, look, you on punishment.
Man.
You're not going to do this. Yeah. And you know, and that and just that tone, you go like, uh-oh, I really screwed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all got questions, but y'all think about this.
No,
the mama's disappointed, you'd be like, she'll be all right.
Because she'll get over it. Because that's mama. Wow. She love us. She love us anyway.
And unconditionally. Yeah.
And we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When dad's disappointed, he's like, dang.
I really messed up.
He may not,
yeah.
I really screwed up.
He crazy, too. Ain't no telling what he going to do.
No.
Right.
And he might not do anything.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that him looking and you see the disappointment,
yeah,
it does something to you. Yeah. I mean, it makes you want to cry because you're going like, I really screwed up.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I did this to my daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my mama, she like, yeah, I'm mad at you. Da-da-da-da-da. After the fussing, give her about a day or two, she good. Daddy like, you clean up the room.
I think it's because of the responsibility and the authority that God put on the man.
Yeah. Wow.
He put the responsibility to carry the weight.
Yeah. You know,
to hold the whole building down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on the fort.
Man. To hold that building down. Yeah. So could you imagine if he's holding the building and you disappoint the man that had the authority to hold the whole building down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. done lost the whole cycle of training right there.
Wow.
So that's how serious it is.
Wow.
It is that serious.
Wow.
But y'all, listen.
I have to do this one last thing.
I ain't saying no. Listen, Billy ain't talked a lot
today. I'm learning.
So this is the advice and wisdom. We have about 2 minutes.
Okay.
What advice would you give to those single men who have decided marriage ain't it?
Ooh,
I can't even answer that one.
The single men that decided marriage ain't it.
Marriage ain't it.
I tried to make that decision. You go ahead, Billy.
Oh, man. Don't do it. The scripture says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing, but not on, it doesn't stop there. And he says, obtain favor.
Yeah.
A lot of favor that I have now in my life is because I chose to marry the one that God made for me. Everything that I have, all of the good stuff that has been happening in my life is because of God's favor, and
come
I obtained it when I found my good thing.
Come on
so
now.
I believe if you decide to be single, that's going to be some lonely nights.
Yeah.
And hell is real. Didn't they say it's better to marry than to burn?
Hold up. Mm-hmm. Oh, slow down. Slow down.
It's better to marry than to burn.
We got to make sure we get that in context.
Yeah, but I know what it is.
You know, because
It's not that way, but you can look at that way too, because.
You know, I just.
That's not what it meant, but we take it there.
This the way I look at it. This the way I look at it.
Oh, just marry anything.
You cannot build.
No, don't marry anything.
You cannot build an empire on house material.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is like, if this is from what I've noticed, when you're married, there's a partnership.
Yeah.
And with that partnership, that means that the vision that God gave you, she's already your helpmeet. And if you can't, if that vision that God gave you, you don't get help with it. Evidently, your vision not big enough.
Mm.
Wow.
So I think that having a helpmeet to hold it down is really needed.
Yeah.
Especially for kingdom building.
Yeah.
Because you know, she kind of gives you, you can bounce ideas off your wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she can say, nah, babe, nah, yeah, that sounds good. But see, with us, we throw it out there, but we don't know about the details.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women know about details.
We know about y'all, details.
They know about it. If I'm putting a concert on, all I know is that I'm going to get this artist, this artist, this artist. You're going to do 15, you're going to do 30, you're going to do this here. She going to go, what's the decor? What we going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
How many chairs we going to do?
Yeah.
How long is the event going to be?
Yeah.
We don't think of that. So that's my help me. So she's able to see the stuff that I don't see.
Yeah.
Right.
All I did was just give her the vision. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, let's get the details of everything that we need to get down. Yeah. And now we're building something together.
That's
all
I say.
That's her.
Most me and my wife was in Vegas, and we were talking. It was a couple that was was walking around. They had the same T-shirt on, and we asked them where they married. And it was like, marriage, no. We'll never get married. If we marry, it's going to mess our relationship up. Mm. And there's a lot of people that I talk to that feel like if they get married, it would mess up the relationship. But that only tells me that that's a man without purpose.
Yeah.
And that's a man that really don't understand the power of God.
Yeah.
Because if you are in a relationship mm-hmm. and you are not married under the institution that God created, then that means you don't believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wow. leaving him out of your situation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because for you to really get everything that you need, you got to have God in it.
Yeah.
And the way to bring God in it is to do it his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nine times out of ten, he probably convinced her to think that way, because every woman wants to be married.
Every woman wants to be married.
So he had to convince her, no, and she just going along.
Yeah. She just accepted it because she happened to have him.
For the sake of being in
who
a relationship.
Who was that to say that having a piece of man is better than not having a man at all?
Wow.
We got to do round three. Y'all want round three of man talk? Y'all give us some thumbs up. Put it in the comment section.
Hashtag round three.
Y'all listen, man. This is. I had to bring my partners, my homies, my boys to come in, man. And we just want to take 2 minutes as we get ready to go. We just want to make a couple announcements. Listen, y'all. We partnered with Love Fellowship. This is an awesome church here in Houston.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to bring this, what we do on the podcast, we're bringing this live.
Yeah.
We're having a love ship ball. Ship love ball.
Shift love ball.
With a FT. Yeah. A shift love ball.
Love ball.
But we're going to be having these discussions, man. Yeah, we got a live band coming. We got food. We got a great catered food.
Yes.
Pictures.
We're gonna be dancing, y'all. This is for married couples. Yes. But we pray, but we invited some people that may not have.
You have to be a couple.
But you gotta be a couple. Yes. Listen, y'all. And we coming to have some good Christian.
So they don't have to be married.
They don't have to be married.
Yeah, because we.
But when they leave there, we want them to want to be married when they leave there.
Rush to get married so they can come to the ball. No.
In a rush.
Yes. Marriage should be the goal, though.
Listen,
amen.
Yeah, they putting round three up here, y'all. I see the round threes up, y'all.
Round three.
A piece of a man is broken. Listen,
ooh, that's good. A piece of man is broken.
Sonia, like that.
They gonna charge us for this.
I don't care. I pay it. It's worth it. I don't even care. Listen, y'all. One other thing, y'all. We just want to thank God for Sacred Stone Studios.
It's Quincy's birthday today.
Sacred Stone Studios here in Houston, Texas.
And Quincy's birthday is today. Today's Q Stone. It's his birthday. Yes.
Quincy put round three on here.
Quincy put round three.
Come on, Westo. It's his birthday, y'all. Listen, y'all. They're going to be at the ball, too, y'all. They're going to be recording.
Yeah.
They're going to be recording.
Y'all coming through.
Yeah, they coming. Marcus don't know yet, but he coming, too, him and his wife. Yeah. Marcus married, too, y'all.
That's right.
Yeah,
want some more of this good man talk, man cave situationship going on, y'all, listen, come to the love ball.
Come on, man. We'll
be there.
You
have to be a couple or married. It's $50 per ticket, February the 19th. We only doing 20 couples.
The reason why we saying this now is because, listen,
if we got limited seating.
Yeah, limited seating.
Only 20 couples.
But we have room for, and the tickets are going fast, y'all. Yes. So please, if you want to be a part of this, y'all
want to
be a part of this, man. Please get your tickets.
She say yes.
We got a social distance. We got to be smart, y'all. So we only like allowing 20
Black
couples.
Black tie event. So don't come up in there with no
with your good garments.
No chest meat showing.
Be an R&B singer, huh?
Come up here with your shirt all buttoned down to like the fourth button. We don't want that.
And listen, y'all, we can't have some good clean fun in Jesus' name. And we can have some good, clean fun in Jesus' name.
Yes, we can.
Right, and that's what we gonna do.
And we're going to have fun. We're going to be Pastor going to let us dance on the dance floor.
We're going to dance.
We're going to dance.
And we're going to pray. And we're going to end up with prayer, y'all.
I promise you, we're ending up with an altar call because that's the whole purpose.
Come to Jesus.
Well, you might end up with something when you get home.
Thank you guys for allowing me, Lady Free, to come into the man cave.
Come on, Lady Free.
All right.
Lady A is in the background.
Listen, we got to get a lady.
We might have to do round three and let a lady Alicia come with the questions next week.
No, they're going to have their own chick talk, right?
Chick chat. Yeah, we're going to get them a...
Let's pray, Pastor Jay, so we can go ahead and
come on, Pastor
Jay.
Pastor Terrence, we're going to let Pastor Terrence close us out.
No, I done enough tonight. Okay, I'll pray.
Got enough.
Lord, we're just so grateful for this time tonight. Yes. Thank you for these men of God and the woman of God. And Lord, we ask you to just let your will be done in our lives and the lives of the hearers. Help us to appropriately communicate and represent what you intended for the man and his role in the family.
Yes,
we pray for every listener and every future listener and ask you to just let them learn some, receive some revelation and information that's going to improve their life. We just pray for all men across the world.
Yes,
God. Yes, Lord, God, that we continue to be the man you've called us to be, the head of the family, and walk in our God-given authority to lead our families to be productive citizens of not just our nations, but of the kingdom of God, and express that in everything we do. We give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Y'all, I enjoyed this.
It was good.
Thanks for watching.
Shift real talk.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.